You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, I had 2.5 heart attacks, and my blood pressure spiked out of control in the third quarter of the competition between the Chiefs of Kansas City and the Lions of Detroit.
Well, Shay, that's where we're going to pick it up at. And, you know, friend of the show, he came in to save the day as Detroit fumbled on the goal line.
Tyrann Mathieu was there, and the Chiefs are running away with the football like they have it. I haven't heard a whistle. They may let this play out as Bashaud Breeland.
That's a great observation. Remember, this is the crew, so they let this one play out, and they'll let replay take it, it appears.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
That put the Chiefs up in the third quarter. It was like 5 fumbles lost, which was
tied
a record for a quarter for fumbles lost. Yeah, it was really crazy, Shay. Moving on, Darrell Williams put the Chiefs back up late in the game.
RPO, they give it to the run to Williams. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And his second score would come with seconds left in the game. That would be the clinching touchdown.
Mahomes, the give again. And Williams is in. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Woo! After a couple of Hail Marys or Fail Marys from the Detroit Lions, the Chiefs going to be victorious 34-30 in a thriller. And, you know, Detroit, they put up a better fight than
they did.
So, they're a worthy opponent. But the Chiefs came out. You got to win those type of games, you know, when you're taking everybody's best shot as you're one of the best teams in the league. And the Chiefs should expect that every game throughout this year. Next week, Sunday Night Football live at Arrowhead Stadium on NBC in front of everybody and they mama. Chiefs going to be 4-0, Shay.
Salute to Patrick Mahomes and every team member that did not fold.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you've got less than 2 minutes left and it is imperative that you turn that thing around, a lot of people don't have the heart to stand up to that.
No, they don't. Not in games or, you know,
in life.
And that's why football is so dear to me, because it's taught me a lot of character and you kind of build that up through those situations. So not only is Pat Mahomes, what are you looking like that for?
This is how my face looks.
I've been through adversity.
I didn't say you hadn't. Did I say anything?
I don't know. That face you was looking like, what are you talking about?
Call my mother and father. This is how my face look.
Anyway, not only can you can you thrive when the times are good, when you're up by 30 points, but to be able to have that character to lead your team back to victory takes a lot.
And he's a young man.
24.
Everybody doesn't have that inside of him.
24 years old, a young tender.
Them little curly locks, you know, you look at him and think that maybe he's not ready for the big time.
No.
But he is big time.
Pat is a competitor. Yes.
That was an awesome game. All right. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, I got a little group that I'm in. They was talking so much junk leading up. Everybody was super duper quiet.
We will continue to put the muzzle on those doubters.
Yes.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny. Right now, you're mostly clear. 77 in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
You and your fellow Kanye West fans were waiting, anticipating the new release, Jesus is King, on Friday. But the day came and went, and no Kanye album.
You and who? Who are you talking about?
Kanye fans.
Okay.
On Sunday, his wife, Kim Kardashian, took to her IG and said, Kanye's doing a listening session in Chicago tomorrow, then New York City on Sunday. He's dropping the album Sunday. Just a few final tweaks to the mixes. Did it come out overnight?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it didn't.
Well, apparently he was in Detroit yesterday. I wonder if he went to the game.
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't think he's a football guy.
Well, some folks were at one of the listening parties and says that Kanye announced that he would no longer be making secular music, only gospel from here on out.
Gospel. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You don't believe that God can change somebody?
Oh, I do, but not him.
What do you mean, not him?
He called himself Jesus.
God can do anything, Brian. Now, if you got to believe him for one thing, you got to remember believe him for everything.
Yeah, I do, but I don't believe that he's changed. I believe he's, quite frankly, using the Lord.
So you one of the Pharisees and Sadducees. You one of the folk that's going to yell out, stone him!
Yes, I will.
All right.
Judas.
It usually turns the other way around, though, when you throw in. All right.
Did I ever say slavery was a choice?
Lil Nas X is taking a break from music right now. What you think about that?
It's probably more work than he anticipated.
He says it's been a wild 7 months.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this music thing is. A lot of people don't be ready for all the fame that you're going to get with that.
It is indeed a lot. So over the weekend, I saw this post and immediately felt very sad for Snoop Dogg and his family. They're mourning the loss of their 10-day-old grandson, whose name was Kai Love. This was from his oldest son, Cordae Broaddus.
Oh, wow.
And the baby apparently passed away recently. Mm. Cordae wrote on his Instagram, "My son Kai brought so much love and positivity into this world. His energy will live on. And these 10 days of love will always be special to us. Let's all cherish life and those we love while we are here. Thank you."
Wow, that's tough, man. Mm. Prayers up for Snoop Dogg and his family.
Yeah, it's a rough thing when you lose a baby, especially when you've been waiting and anticipating and excited. And there's always a void after that.
Yeah.
You know, my mother had twins and they passed away.
Mm.
And we talk about it all the time. I wasn't even born yet, but I know as soon as I could even remember myself, I knew about them.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Every time, you know, these guys out here keep on trying to talk to me, and I got to tell them I'm gay or I'm a lesbian, and first thing they going to say is, oh, me too. But I'm trying to not holler at them. They want to make themselves available any kind of way they can, and that's why I'm mad.
Cindy, just tell them the truth. You're in a relationship with Brian.
Man, I'm not with Brian. Brian is a little bitty boy.
Yeah, I am. And you know, Shay, I'm really getting tired of you perpetuating this.
But telling the truth?
It's not no truth. I don't know Miss Cindy like that. I met her a couple times. We talk on the radio.
Brian.
That's it.
Brian.
You ain't got to know nobody to get naked.
Excuse me?
You see she just said it?
Did
you hear that?
Nah, she talking
Kansas
to the
Kansas City,
dude.
Did you hear that?
Nah, she didn't. Y'all didn't hear nothing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Cindy, did you take your meds this morning? Did you have your smoke break yet? Because you sound a little crazy.
You know why I'm talking to you? I got about 3 rolled up.
This is how
we get down to plan.
Now, that's how you get down. I don't put no, it ain't no we in it. I don't speak French, my dear. Yeah.
Speak French if you eat fries. Quit playing.
Okay, we're going to end it right here. Thank you. Have a good day, Miss Cindy. Bye.
Bust down, Brian. Bust down.
Bye.
Hey,
you with Tatiana, Brian.
Both of y'all going to get cut.
Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got to send some love to my girl, Marquita Miller. She got married on Saturday.
Oh, congratulations.
She's now Marquita Miller Joshua.
Okay. I wonder how many tax breaks she gonna get.
It was a beautiful ceremony and the reception was cool. I sat at a table full of Deltas and got a chance to chat and meet new folk. I met a lady who went to school very close to where I went to high school, like literally 5 miles away.
Mm.
So shout out to Michelle. Hey girl. Hey girl. Yeah. Hey.
Beautiful.
Today is National Love People Day, Brian.
Mm.
It's a day we're asked to lift up our friends and family with the power of unconditional love.
Oh, okay. I can do that. I do that every day regardless, though.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We need more love in the city. We've now clocked our 112th homicide, Brian.
Wow.
And it's a young man that has ties to the radio station. He was a part of our music conference. Was it this past year or the year before?
Yeah, he was he was in our music showcases from 2018. And of course, we had to have the music conference earlier this year in 2019. But he went by the name of Cultures. He was a very energetic, very inquisitive young man. I really loved his spirit. He was a real positive dude. He really was.
Apparently very well liked in the community. A lot of folks are shocked by this unfortunate death. His name is John Wilson III. He died Saturday morning at his apartment complex on 61st and Highland.
Wow.
Of course, police are investigating right now, and they're trying to track down leads, but they're also encouraging anyone with information to call the TIPS hotline, 816-474-TIPS.
That just goes with our message, Shay. We got to silence this violence. It's out of control right now. It's a state of emergency in our communities.
Just a young man with, you know, you just never know what he could have accomplished in his life. You don't know who he could have impacted. It's just...
He was a great guy too, Shay. He was very positive. He was well-spoken. Just an overall good dude.
Rest in power, young man.
Here's a Morning Grind exclusive.
Yeah, let's go.
A world premiere.
Right here, you heard it first.
On Hot 103.
Jams.
Uh-huh. Tried to tell you. It's Chiefs Kingdom. 4-0.
Hey.
Hey, something
hey.
New.
Hey. He dropped the rock. Third quarter got me in shock. Victory on the road. He dropped the rock. Third quarter got me in shock. Oh, Mahomes got the victory on the road.
The Lions wanna try
what?
To get the ball and fly.
What?
And then they wonder why.
What?
We win it all the time.
What?
It's a real close game.
What?
We giving the ball away.
What?
Hold on to that thing.
What?
I cannot take the pain.
What?
Special teams are struggling.
What?
Returners out here fumbling.
What?
My kicker even bugging.
What?
But Mahomes, yeah, he dug it.
What?
Our quarterback is with it.
What?
You want it?
What?
In Detroit, we did it.
What?
Tell me what you gon' do when we make you fumble. Brilliant, pick it up, make the score. Now it's all Moody Williams running wild.
What?
He got the ball down.
What?
Fourth quarter going down.
What?
About to take that crown.
What?
Got the win in your city.
Woo.
And knew it wasn't pretty.
Uh-huh.
Had the fight, it was gritty. Them Lions and some kitties.
What?
Yeah, I heard looking foolish. She's Kingdom, we ruthless.
What?
Hell yeah, we do this. Shouts to Mayor Lucas.
What?
Hey, he dropped the rock.
Third quarter got me in shock.
So we trying to go out there, become a rapper on the side. Oh, that was dope. I really enjoyed that one.
Thank you. Another collaborative effort from the Morning Grind.
So went to Detroit and did it on them.
It's cold in the D.
Eddie Murphy is apologizing for some old material that he did, particularly in the 1987 stand-up special Raw, which many folks consider a classic, me included. He says that he deeply regrets any pain that he caused when he mocked the AIDS epidemic and talked about racial, gender, and homosexual stereotypes.
And you gotta think, back in that time, right in the middle of the AIDS epidemic, we really were not educated as we are today with it.
Are there some professions like comedy that get a pass for dealing with sensitive topics, or are we becoming too sensitive?
Well, I think we are becoming a little too sensitive for my taste. And I think that entertainment, for the most part, should be excluded. These are a lot of times fictional situations that make us laugh.
Entertainment including music as well?
Yes. Yeah, to a point.
You sure?
Yeah, because I know where you're leading me to. You're going to bring up the Drake situation.
And Kanye.
Yeah, but I feel like it's that those are different. Because with Drake, like, you trying to come off as you some superior MC. But then, you know, when a real MC comes up to you, you know, you don't do nothing back.
Well, if we're going to say entertainment gets a pass, then entertainment got to get a pass.
I said in most situations.
What do you think about this situation? Are there certain professions that should get a pass? And are we becoming too sensitive as a society?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103.
Cheers. 7:23. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Probably sunny. Right now, you mostly clear. 77 at least. Summer shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Singer songwriter Mickey Howard is 59 today.
I hope you feel it too. 'Cause ain't nobody like you.
Singer, rapper, producer T-Pain is 34 today.
Let's get it on tonight.
It's on the album, his first album.
I ain't never heard this song. Former NFL player Jamal Anderson is 47. Hmm. Pac-Man Jones, former NFL player, is 36. Mm-hmm. Marley Marl, hip-hop producer, iconic figure in the game. 57.
Hey. Listen closely. Your attention. The symphony. Many in the past
have tried to do what Sissy Houston, member of Sweet Inspirations and mother of Whitney Houston, is 86 today. Vondi Curtis Hall, acting director, is 69. And R&B singer Patrice Rushen.
With you, darling.
Happy birthday, everybody born on September 30th. Okay, that's
my jam. You know this. You know that's my jam. So congratulations are in order for 53-year-old rapper Too Short. He welcomed a baby girl into the world back in December. It's his first child, and he had apparently been trying to keep it a secret.
You're not my dad.
Hey. No more Freaky Tales are Too Short. I guess Cherry really got to him.
53 years old.
Test two, baby.
Still working.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Are you as mad at him and saying that he was trying to keep his daughter a secret as you were with Drake?
No, because he claimed a daughter.
No. No. I just told you he's been trying to keep it a secret.
I talked to Too Short.
You're a liar. Mm-hmm. And the truth is not in you.
Too Short didn't wear blackface either.
Oh my God. He's just. Oh.
You're not my dad.
So I guess you can only be 21 for a time, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
The fashion retailer Forever 21 has filed bankruptcy.
Oh no. Hate to see it.
Brian, that's the way that you show chicks you love them, by letting them ball out at the Forever 21.
Excuse me?
That's what you've been doing. You let them, hey,
girl. What more do you want from me?
You can ball out inside the Forever 21.
Never step foot in no Forever 21.
I just want my baby.
Okay, never. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you went online. You allowed them to do it online, man.
I ain't done nothing. Brian is not a gravy train. Right.
You think Forever 21 is gravy? That's, you know.
Yeah.
That's what?
It's a little short. A lot of people, you know, a little short trip to the mall. It's just a little short one.
A lot of people
but it's
go
a
there.
Short one, right?
Do it.
You ate in the Gucci store, you ate in the Louis store, but it's a short trip.
Oh, like that!
Whatever.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Saturday night, I went to a birthday celebration for Cicely Kilo. It's a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Our Parkway Social. That was my first time ever going there.
Mm.
Drinks, boy.
Whew. Oh, so that's you was getting into that?
What? I lost my brooch. Elijah, that was our waiter. If you find my brooch, hit me up because I need my brooch back.
It's a satchel.
Huh? A brooch is like a pen, friend.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. Eddie Murphy, of course, is going to be releasing a new Netflix movie, Dolomite Is My Name. It'll be out actually this week.
Oh.
October 4th.
Oh, I'm definitely watching that.
And in an interview, he talked about some mistakes that he feels he made as a comedian, particularly in his 1987 stand-up special, Raw, which is lauded by critics and fans alike to be some of his best work.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he apologizes for making jokes about the AIDS epidemic, offensive racial, gender, and homosexual stereotypes.
Hmm.
Are there some professions like comedy that should get a pass if you're being a creative, if you're, you know, bringing levity to a situation?
I think some things should be excluded, Shay, especially in entertainment for the most part. You know, Dave Chappelle's special that he just came out with on Netflix last month, some people thought that that was insensitive. I personally found it hilarious. So, you know, it really depends on how you take things. And I do think we're being just a little too sensitive about some things.
I think as a society, we're becoming Jhené Aiko out here.
Oh,
triggered.
Yeah.
Triggered.
Extremely emotional on some subjects.
But I guess, you know, that's the other side of the coin, Brian, is you don't want to be insensitive to other people's pain, because when I want people to respect my issues, I want you to respect them.
But to me, with comedy, like, I feel like nothing is out of bounds. Everybody gets roasted. Everybody of every color, of every size, of religion, creed, whatever. Everybody gets the business with that.
And I guess that's kind of the point, right? To bring light to things,
right,
so that you're not crying every, right, 5 minutes about the ills of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Are we becoming too sensitive?
I mean, we're absolutely being too sensitive because we're nitpicking about everything. And comedy's always been controversial. Everybody finds humor in different things. But when it's intended to be harmful or target a certain group in a controversial way, then of course you shouldn't be able to just say whatever you want to say. It shouldn't be a lasting matter.
Well, thank you so much for your call. Have a good day.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Eddie Murphy is going to be releasing a movie on Netflix about the life and times of Dolomite.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to your TV screens October 4th. Also, coming to America, the sequel's being worked on right now.
Woo!
They're actually filming that at Rick Ross's house in Atlanta.
Right.
Eddie Murphy, in an extensive interview in the New York Times, talked about some regrets that he's had in his career.
Mm.
Now apologizing for mocking the AIDS epidemic, talking about racial, gender, and homosexual stereotypes in the 1987 stand-up special, Raw.
Mm-hmm.
I found Raw hilarious.
I did too.
I was like a young shorty, and I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. You know, you're funny if it can translate all ages, mm-hmm, all demographics.
Yep. And that's what it did.
So we've been exploring whether or not we're becoming too sensitive as a society, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
We've got comedian Bobby J, who was listening to the show. He hit me up on Twitter with some really profound words as a person in the comedy game. What do you think? Are we being too sensitive, or should comedians get a pass?
So I definitely understand Eddie Murphy's position with being apologetic to the degree that he is, but today, right now, the people that are hypersensitive about everything, they are not looking to, they're not looking to make things right. All they want to do is see people's careers derailed. They don't want to, you know, like handicapped people, LGBT, they're not the ones complaining. It's the family, the friends, it's people like that that are stepping up, trying to defend them, and they're okay with it. You know, I've had shows where gay people been there, I've made jokes and included them in it, and they were fine. And then you get a tweet or an inbox or DM about, oh, this comedian was so insensitive about this, but I just talked to those gay people or handicapped people after the show. Oh, that was so funny. That was great. We enjoyed you. So that's what it is. We don't see these groups of people complaining. You just see people that are looking to destroy people's careers and kill a whole entire art form. But the great part about comedy is you know, comedians are way too brilliant to allow these simple-minded people to kill off the art form. So, you know, I've always said comedy is unapologetic. It's not too many comics that are making offensive jokes. We just have people that are really super sensitive to something that's been the norm for 4 decades right now. So that's where we at today. And the good thing about it, like Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, I like their stance and their position on it because control. They think that they have the ability to, you know, destroy people and see them squirm. That's all they're looking for. They're not looking for, you know, any type of, you know, justice or even apology. They just see one comedian, let's destroy them. All right, they're done. Let's move on to the next. That's their goal. That's it. They don't care about nothing.
All right, well, thank you so much for your call this morning. Have a good one.
Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coming up later this week, we're going to be talking with Kansas City Police Department Chief Rick Smith. We'll also have Representative Ashley Bland on the show. And then week after next, we're going to be talking with your favorite rapper, T.I.
Oh, man, listen, dream come true. I can't wait.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you might not even get no questions in. I'm telling you that right now.
It's all good. I like T.I.
Man, that's my dog, man.
So, Chief Song, another victory, thank God, 4-0.
Woo!
Went to Detroit. Hard-fought victory, but victory nonetheless.
It's only 3 undefeated teams left, Shay. Us, New England, San Francisco.
8. So, you know, like we do every Monday, we bring you our Chiefs victory song. Brian, let's drop it. Tried to tell you, it's Chiefs Kingdom. 4-0. Hey, something new.
He dropped the rock. Third quarter got me in shock. Oh, Mahomes got the victory on the road. Shot. Oh, Mahomes got the victory on the road.
The Lions wanna try
what?
To get the ball and fly.
What?
And then they wonder why.
What?
We win it all the time.
What?
It's a real close game.
What?
We giving the ball away.
What?
Hold on to that thing.
What?
I cannot take the pain.
What?
Special teams are struggling.
What?
Returners out here fumbling.
What?
My kicker even bugging.
What?
But Mahomes, yeah, he dug it.
What?
Our quarterback is with it.
What?
You want it? Come and get it.
What?
Took it, then we split it.
What?
In Detroit, we did it.
What?
Tell me what you gonna do when we make you fumble. She's kingdom, we ruthless. Hell yeah, we do this. Shouts to Mayor Lucas.
What?
Hey, he dropped the rock. Third quarter got me in shock. Oh, Mahomes got the victory on the road. Drop the rock. Third quarter got me in shock. Mahomes got the victory on the road.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny. Right now, you are mostly clear at 77 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Well, Drake's Los Angeles OVO store was vandalized with the words, "Leave LA," spray-painted on the building.
What'd he do?
I don't know. Also, it was reported that Drake's home in the city was vandalized as well.
Leave LA, man. We ain't playing with your ass, man. Drake.
What was that?
That was a dude record a video.
Well, in other news, Drake is contributing profits from his Rock in Rio shirt line to the organization Amazon Conservation Team. Of course, you know that there's been some terrible fires and deforestation in the Amazon, and it's a serious situation. Yeah. Much of our air and the ecosystem is based upon Amazon being healthy and vibrant.
Well, that's a good thing, yeah. All pop artists, you know, should definitely contribute to something.
DaBaby was at a concert over the weekend in New Orleans, and his security guard punched a woman in the face and knocked her out.
Yeah, I saw that video. It was bad. It's bad. Man.
So I guess he was excited, went out into the crowd with the fans, and he pushed the lady, and then the security guard followed up and punched old girl in the face.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this has been happening a lot at his shows particularly. But when you go out to the crowd, man, it's a different thing.
That's my thought. Stay on the stage.
Yeah.
Don't go out there if you're so afraid someone's going to snatch your chain or somebody's going to do something to you. Stay up on the stage.
Yeah,
those people paid their money to come and see you. Yeah. And I should not be afraid of getting mollywopped by your security guard.
And that, you know, people were taking videos and, you know, further humiliating the young lady. Yeah. It was bad.
Oh, they were laughing at her?
Oh, they was laughing, taking pictures, video, all of that. Yeah. Yeah, you got to check it out.
I posted the video up on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook and Twitter pages. You can take a look if you're interested. Kanye West fans still waiting on that Jesus is King album. Supposed to drop on Friday, didn't happen. Kim Kardashian took to her Instagram stories and said that Kanye was doing a listening session in Chicago. And then on Sunday, he'd be dropping the album.
You're a liar.
I don't know if it did it come because I saw somebody on Twitter talking about it, and they said that.
You seen nobody talk about it.
I did right here. Is this new Kanye official? Is it gospel? Why is he cursing? I'm confused.
Somebody told a lie one day.
It ain't out, Shay. If that was.
Well, that's from Ebro. He's on Hot 97 in New York, so he's probably heard it.
Well, if it's him, yeah, he probably heard it. Yeah. If it's Ebro, yeah, he got, you know, he got access and things like that. So, yeah, he probably got it already.
I'm actually interested because, I mean, is this a new frontier? Because I love God. I do. But I have been known to drop small amounts of curse words every now and again. You're a lying sack of shit.
Like that right there?
You didn't have to play that. That was unnecessary.
It was unnecessary for you to say that to me.
It was true, though.
You're a liar.
I might give it one spin around.
I know you're going to listen because you was a big Kanye fan.
I was, but I can't listen to him the same. It's like Robert Kelly. Can't listen to him the same.
You're a lying sack of s***.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.